702 Motoring.
Good afternoon, oh Jacob Mosokwa.
Hello, Azza. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Very loud and clear.
Thank you for
How exciting.
Me
so you were part of the judging panel for these awards with cars.co.za.
Yeah. So, you know, the cars.co.za Consumer Awards. This is the third year that they're running, and they've been doing quite well because what they do is they approach the consumers and send out surveys and get consumers to also play a part in voting for the best cars or the alternative or affordable car in each category. They've got things like the business class category. They've got the fun car category. They've got, the cheapy category, like the entry level category. So I got a chance.
What about technology though? What about things like best hybrid or electric car?
Yes, believe it or not. Yes. That's also there. Mm-hmm. So I got a chance to drive in a few categories last week, Thursday.
Yeah.
They invited me to Gerotech. You know, that's out in Pretoria where they do all these crazy tests of these nice cars. Now, I've always liked Gerotech because this is the place where all manufacturers across the globe actually come and do tests on cars here. And I mean, it's high speed tests to skid pans and handling tracks and even mountainous tracks as well. So they even do like 4x4 categories and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I did executive SUVs. So that's the Audi Q5, the Jaguar F-Pace. And what was the third car?
Did you do the Bentley?
No, I didn't. I did the GLC. It was the Mercedes-Benz GLC. Mm-hmm. And so you do three cars in whatever category it is, and then you take them off-road, while a little off-road track, they take them on a skid pan, and then they go on a handling track as well. And then you get to do fun cars. I drove the Clio RS. I drove the Toyota 86. And what was my other fun car? You see, even if it didn't stick in my head, that means the car wasn't that fun. But the cool thing is you then tick it down on a book, and then you decide which car is sort of the best. They mark it down, and it's pretty official. They got auditors from PwC who come there and actually audit our results. They gather them all together, and then they combine that with the surveys that were sent out to consumers. And then in January, I think it's the second week of January, they're going to have this awards ceremony. I know you were at one of them.
I was at the first one.
You were at the first one. Yes. I remember seeing you there.
So my only complaint was that there weren't enough women. It felt like a guy's thing.
No. Listen, they're upping their game. They're doing things quite well these days, because what they're doing now is they're bringing in a mix of judges as well. The judges weren't only motoring enthusiasts or motoring journalists. They also brought people who are in the tech space and people who are influencers. Anele from 947, who does the Breakfast Club on 947.
Sure.
She was a judge. She was amongst the judges that were there. But I must tell you, like, as much as I do enjoy driving cars, it was grueling, like getting into one car and then into the next car and then into the next car and then into the, then you got to tick them off and do all of that. It was grueling.
Who said judging was easy? We'll come back to that, but we're taking your calls this afternoon on 011-883-0702. Yes, judge for cars.co.za. They'll be having their awards next year. Jacob Mosokwa is here to dispense some valuable advice. Vincent, let's start with you. You want an evaluation about an Audi. Hi.
Yes, I would like my car to be valued. I think I want to sell it.
Okay. What Audi is it?
It's an Audi 2006 RS4, blue in color. Very low mileage for its car.
How much is the mileage?
It's currently sitting on 107.
107. Full service history.
Yeah. Hmm. Full service history.
I've never actually had to deal with this before. Your car is quite a special car. It's the B7 RS4s. Those things are hard to come by. And you said the year is a 2006, eh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you been to a dealer? What do they offer you?
No, in fact, I'm actually looking into taking the car to dealerships, but I wanted to have a rough idea as to how much I can pay for the car.
Okay, when you look online, you'll see that they go at around 200, 250, the low miler ones. I know. And you said yours is a sedan, it's not a station wagon, hey?
No, it's not a station wagon. I wanted a station wagon.
Yeah, the station wagons are apparently hard to come by. And if you did have a station wagon, I think I was actually going to get you a buyer.
I'm sure you can convince him otherwise.
Yeah, listen, I'll definitely try and make a plan. But if you get anything between the likes of 250, I think you should actually even push it. Because of the low mileage and the service history, you can even try and advertise. Don't go to a dealer.
Yeah,
advertise the car privately. There's certain people who will pay the money for this car. Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me. I can tell you. I've got three close friends who are RS4 lovers.
Mm.
Two of them own RS4s. One is looking for a station wagon. So the best thing I can do for you here is put that on Gumtree, get it on Facebook, get it on Auto Trader and cars.co.za. Market for 260 or 270. And if you get anything between 240 and 250, you've got a damn good deal.
All right.
Okay.
Right. Wow, Vincent.
Jonathan, okay. Jonathan's going to take your number. Give me your number.
Stay on the line.
And I'll talk to you as well. Don't worry.
Right.
Okay.
Jacob will be in touch. That's Vincent out in Pretoria. The RS.
Ooh.
I mean, even I lit up a little bit there. It's like, what are you, RS4? RS6.
Yeah. RS models from Audi have always been the pinnacle of performance cars. And I mean, the B7 RS4 was that. It was a game changer when it came out back in the day. I mean, I know for a fact the sound of that car alone is like drama.
Yes.
And yeah, he's got quite a good car. In fact, I don't know. My advice could even turn around and say, don't sell it.
Hang on to it.
Hang
right?
on
Especially
to it. It
if
could
you don't
be
need
worth,
to sell it.
Could be worth something a lot more in the next few years. Maybe hang on to it for another 3-4 years. He might get a lot more for it.
Yeah, no. My dream is to get the RS6.
The current one.
Let's go to Chaz in Bramley as we take your calls around car evaluations with Jacob Mashoka, buying advice. Hi, Chaz.
Hi, Jacob.
Awesome.
And Zanya, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Jacob, that thing around evaluation, sorry to just jump on a side topic, but maybe just your top three favorite cars in the cars awards that happen if you've already experienced with them or driving them and so forth.
Ah, okay. So because they were in different categories, I'll have to say the ones that I drove and stuck out very well. The executive category was a really nice category. I got to drive the Audi A5, the Giulia Alpha, as well as BMW's 4 Series Grand Coupe. It was a 420 Grand Coupe. And I found that surprisingly, the Alpha Giulia was something that stood out for me. It wasn't your everyday usual Audi vibe. You know, Audis, I tend to find them that they're all the same. BMW's design as well. They throw you off sometimes when you look at a BMW and you're like, is that a 3 Series? Is that a 4? Oh, okay, no, it's a 5 Series. And with the Giulia, it's so distinct in the way it's been built and the way that it drives and handles. So I definitely have to say the 2-liter Giulia is up against a tough market, but if it cracks this market of people just only going for German cars, it can do quite well in terms of sales. I particularly enjoyed that. That is definitely a top one for me. And then I also drove the entry-level category. I drove the Toyota Yaris. I drove the Mazda 2 and the Renault Clio. Definitely Mazda 2 there. I loved how nimble it was, and I also like the bang-for-your-buck factor on that car. And then with the luxury executives, the bigger cars, the SUVs, big fan of what Jaguar did with the F-Pace. I love the fact that they've now jumped into that space.
Mm.
But I think the better car out of the three that I drove there had to be the Audi Q5. The Q5 was special.
Oh.
But listen, these cars are so close to one another. The GLC was something amazing. It was the first time I ever drove a GLC, and I was blown away with what it's got to offer.
Mm.
But if I had to pick, and I'm only picking because of price, it would be the Audi Q5.
Wow.
That's cool. We'll be watching.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Results coming out.
And that type of feedback. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. So that's Chaz and Bramley, and we're taking your SMSs, your calls, talking about car evaluations, and maybe you want to sell a vehicle like we heard earlier on, or you're interested in buying one and you want some advice. Jacob Mashoka, who's a motoring journalist and enthusiast, joining us now, recently judging the awards for cars.co.za.
702 Motoring.
And we're back with Jacob Mashoka with his advice on car evaluations and selling your vehicle, or I should say buying your vehicle as well. Yusuf, you're out in Lanesia. Welcome. Hey, Yusuf.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you speaking to me, Yusuf?
Yes, I'm speaking to you.
It must be my lucky day. I got through to you people after 2 years. Very quickly,
what?
I won't take up your mind. I've got two vehicles, 2013 NP200 1.6i, 180,000 kilometers. What
yes,
can I expect for it? And a 2010 Mercedes compressor 1.8, automatic, 100,000, what can I expect of it? And lastly, what are the symptoms of a poor clutch?
All right. Okay, cool. I'm looking for NP200 quickly. You said what year is it, Yusuf?
2013.
2013.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And which Mercedes is it? You said the Merc Compressor 1.8.
C180.
Yeah, okay.
C180.
Right, there you
okay.
go.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So two evaluations and a question about a clutch that's already giving in.
Okay, let's start with the clutch thing in the meantime. So usually when you know your clutch is going, you'd hear it slipping. So you'd hear the revs taking over, the revs sort of, you know, when the revs sort of stretch, like a, after you change, you'd hear the revs going like, and this is after you've changed. And usually, you could smell it if you're like on an uphill. You could smell that something is wrong if you're straining your clutch. You should be careful. You should rather use your handbrake.
Mm-hmm.
So if the gears are stretching when you're changing it, then you gotta be very careful with, you gotta have it checked out.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So NP200. Here we go. Look, the NP200s are really cool cars because they still hold their value.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing with these cars as well is they've got a lot of competition. So you can always push for a hard bargain when you're trying to get it because there's a lot of them and these cars are needed.
Uh-huh.
So the NP200 up against the Corsa Bucky for the likes and even the Fiat. Fiat's even got that. So this one, I've got it on 186.
So you can push it.
You can push it. If that mileage is low, I missed the mileage that he said.
180 kilometers. So that's high.
So anywhere between 150, 160, I think would be something decent. And if you're going to trade it, obviously the dealers are going to try and give you something a lot less. But if you're selling privately, market for 150, 160, you should be okay.
Okay. So okay. That is the Nissan. Yusuf, did you get that?
The Merc?
The Nissan. Yeah. So about what?
Now the Merc.
The Merc. Yeah.
You said C180, hey?
Mm-hmm.
G180.
Yeah.
Automatic,
okay.
100,000 kilometers on it.
Okay, okay. And he said the year is 2013. 2010.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So the trade on the car is 166 and the retail is 190. So, yeah. So if you can play anywhere between 180, 190, I would mark it at 189,999. If I were you, I'd mark it at 190 on the head.
Just at NP200, did you say 150?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the price of a new one.
How's that possible? Let's just double check again.
Just
I heard 120. I think it was 120. I heard 120, Yusuf, but he's
just
double checking.
I'm just going back to it, Yusuf.
Yeah, because we had moved on to the Merc, so he's just going back to take a look at that figure. And also, the mileage was high.
Well, the mileage was quite high, yeah.
Kilometers, yes. So you said a low mileage would get him a much higher amount. We there.
Is he there? Is Yusuf there still there?
Yeah.
I'm here, my friend.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Gotcha.
So what can I expect for my NP1 at 1.6i?
He's still finding it, Yusuf, and then he'll give you the final verdict, considering that...
Man, you guys are so great. My second wife makes such lovely curry balls. I should have brought for you if I was near you, but I'm not.
So the sound of the kind of money you can get, Yusuf, the ka-ching, is making your day.
All right, so the NP... 1.6, what do I expect?
So the NP200, you can pay around, my mistake. I saw the NV200.
Mistake.
Yeah, so it's around 120. Yeah, around 120, Yusuf. Retail is around 120.
Right.
Thank you, my friends. Okay.
Thank you very much.
That's Yusuf in Lanesia. God, you had your work cut out for you there, Jacob. Yeah? Moving between these two
between
figures.
Between two cars.
You're exactly. Sweating. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
We'll be looking at your assessment, of course, your judging, and see what pans out next year when the awards do take place.
Yeah, and people can still vote. Just get onto cars.co.za to vote. It's really important that people give their votes. The consumers are the ones that count the most.
Wonderful. That is Jacob Moshoko.